As we stand, let's pray. Risen Jesus, we thank you that you are alive today and here with us now. And we pray that as you spoke to Mary, so you would speak to us, so that our hearts might also be filled with joy. Amen. Do please have a seat. Welcome on this Easter Sunday. Welcome especially if you're visiting or you're here just for the weekend. It's wonderful to have you with us here at St. James. The ancient philosopher Socrates once wrote that the unreflected life is not worth living. So I've been reflecting on my life recently, and I've come to a very deep and profound conclusion. And the conclusion is this: that most of my favourite films involve somebody falling off a cliff. So hopefully they'll be... Yeah, so here we go. So who recognises where this is from? Any guesses? Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. For reasons that I won't bore you with, Indiana Jones is fighting some Nazis on top of a tank in the desert. Anyway, he gets stuck on something, and so do they, and the tank plunges off a cliff into a deep gorge. The hero, Indy, has gone. He is no more. His despairing friends on the clifftop looking down at where their friend's body must be lying now. He has taken the baddies with him over the cliff, but in the process has lost his own life. No! There he is, crawling as if by a miracle up a random bit of route back onto the cliff. The hero survives to fight another day and to lead the battle against evil. Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade. In Lord of the Rings, Aragorn, who is the promised future king of the kingdom of men, a king that people have long been expecting, who would lead them into decisive battle against evil. Aragorn too falls off a cliff. He is not on a tank, he's on the back of a giant wolf. Again, just let go with me on this. On the back of a giant wolf, doing battle with a baddie, and Aragorn and baddie and wolf are all hurled over a cliff in the midst of a battle. The king has taken the evil one with him over the cliff, but has died in the process, and his friends, bereft, stand looking down, wondering what the future will hold now. But if you know the film, as I'm sure you do, because it's on ITV2 every week, a few scenes later in the film, Aragorn returns, and where the friends are hiding behind locked doors in refuge, he bursts through the doors. The king has returned to lead his people into battle once again against the forces of evil. Now, because this is a Church of England church, I have to have three films. So, the third one is Sherlock Holmes' Game of Shadows. Not Benedict Cumberbatch, but the other one. Sherlock has been tracking the criminal mastermind Moriarty around the world and comes to a hotel in the Central Europe. And there is a final confrontation on the balcony overlooking a great waterfall. And Sherlock knows that Moriarty is a great fighter. He's a former boxer. And he knows that if he simply engages in hand-to-hand combat, he will lose. So Sherlock Holmes grabs Moriarty in a bear hug and takes him over the parapet of the balcony down into the waterfall. He grabs hold of the source of evil and takes him with him down into the pit, into the gorge, into the end. And the film ends with Watson, with John Watson, John the faithful disciple, writing the biography of Sherlock Holmes on his typewriter, and as he concludes it, he types the words, "The end." On Good Friday, it seems like Jesus has gone over the cliff in his battle with the powers of evil. But it is death itself that's standing at the top of the cliff, looking down at the broken body of Jesus, gloating that death has won and Jesus has failed. But something quite different has happened. on Good Friday, Jesus locks sin and death and evil in a bear hug and hurls him and them over the cliff into the abyss, into death. And at the end of Sherlock Holmes, John Watson leaves the room. And after he leaves the room, a mysterious figure emerges from where it's been hiding all the time. And we see a finger poised over the keyboard of the typewriter. And it hits a single key. The end. The end? The story's told of the Russian tyrant Stalin. There was a fight for the soul of the Communist Party between Stalin and Trotsky in the early 20th century. And Stalin's final victory was proclaimed at a great conference of the Communist Party, where he brandished a telegram that he'd received from Trotsky, where Trotsky had admitted defeat. "You were right, I was wrong, I apologize." Stalin read the telegram out to cheers and everything, until one of his advisors sidled up to him and said, "Comrade Stalin, what you don't realize is that Trotsky is a Jew. You read the telegram wrong. Here's how you should read it. You were right, I was wrong, I apologize." The question mark changes everything. The question mark changes everything. The world writes the end. And on Easter Sunday, the finger of God hits the keyboard and the question mark appears. The end? Or is something else going on? And it takes Jesus' friends a while to see what's happened. John's account of the resurrection day, it reads like one of those, I'm sure you've all got friends like this who are telling you something really important, but they have to give you every single detail of most of the week leading up to the event that was really important, of who said what and what they ate and where they were, until it's like one of those terrible Ronnie Corbett jokes where you just go, get to the punchline. I ran and Peter ran and I got there first because I'm younger and fitter than he is. But he went in and then I went in and I believed, but he didn't, and there were grave clothes. John sees the grave clothes and believes that Jesus has risen from the dead. Peter sees them and doesn't. He just goes home. Mary sees the grave clothes, an empty tomb, an angel, Jesus himself, and she still thinks somebody's stolen the body. It's only when Jesus calls her name that she realizes the finger of God has hit the keyboard, that Jesus is risen, that something amazing has happened. Pilate, the priests, the powers have written the end. God is the one who's finished the story. And the finger of God is still at work. I came across this press release from Reuters this week from Syria. Kobani, Syria, a community of Syrians who converted to Christianity from Islam is growing in Kobani, a town besieged by Islamic State for months, and where the tide turned against the militants 4 years ago. The converts say the experience of war and the onslaught of a group claiming to fight for Islam pushed them towards their new faith. After a number of families converted, the Syrian-Turkish border town's first evangelical church opened last year. The end? The finger of God, taking human attempts to write history and adding the question mark. A few weeks ago, a man in Yeovil came to see some folk at this church. He'd lost his job. He'd lost most of his friendships and key relationships, was in poor health, wasn't sleeping, wondering what the point of life was. He was ready to type the end and sign off. Wasn't a Christian, didn't really have any faith at all. But one night he heard a voice saying, "Go to church. Go to church. Go to church." So, still doesn't believe in God, but he went to church. I don't understand how that works. He went to church and he spoke to some people here. We saw him again a few days ago, and he's a different man. His relationships are starting to heal. His attitude to life has changed. The question mark has been added. He still doesn't know what's next. He still doesn't get that God has spoken to him, that Jesus has died for him, that a fully new life is available through Jesus Christ. But he's met somebody at the tomb. Something at Easter Sunday has happened to him, and his life is changing. A couple of weeks ago, There's a speaker at a Christians Against Poverty event in Yeovil called Rod Williams. Lived in Guernsey, had a great childhood, great family life, but started to get into selling drugs in order to get more money, in order to have the lifestyle that he dreamed of. He ended up addicted to all sorts of stuff, losing hundreds of thousands of pounds in gambling and in prison. Made an absolute mess of his life. The end. But in prison, his Christian parents sent him books of about people who'd got into gang life, who'd got into drugs, who'd got into all sorts of trouble, but he'd found Jesus, who'd been touched by the finger of God, and their lives had changed. And as he read those books, he realized that maybe there was hope for him. So he prayed. He got down on his knees. He said, "Jesus, if you're real, if you're there, can you do this for me as well?" And he writes of how peace filled his heart, of how hope appeared, of how the drugs that had had a hold of him lost a hold of him, and how he discovered that God was real and that he could have a different life. The question mark had been added. It wasn't the end anymore. The finger of God is at work, raising Jesus from the dead, reaching people who are far away from God and bringing them into his amazing love. Many of us at some stage have probably felt that we got to that point, the end, that was it, nothing else to be added. But God has moved into our life and changed the ending. Some of us may still feel like the question mark hasn't appeared, but it just feels like the end of a relationship, the end of a job, the end of something in our lives that was really precious to us, and we're not sure what's coming next, and we're not sure if God's going to show up, but the finger of God is poised over the keyboard. It might be Easter Saturday, but Sunday's coming. And God is about to strike the key. God is about to change the story. God is about to turn the page and make things different. The story hasn't ended. Something new is beginning. And when the finger of God touches our lives and adds the question mark, we become the question mark to the world. Mary goes from the tomb with her story of meeting the risen Jesus. And some of the disciples believe and some of them don't. But her life and her story and her testimony and her experience becomes a question mark for other people. Somebody was telling me at St. Peter's, they work on a checkout at Asda. And somebody said to her, whilst the queues were stretching back into the middle distance, because there's only two tills left, and everybody else has to scan things on a robot that doesn't work, and says, "Unexpected item in the bagging area." And her colleague said, whilst all the beeping and swishing and scanning was going on, "So, is Good Friday anything to do with Easter?" And she said, "You know, in other circumstances, we'd have had a great chat, but we both had all of these people to service." But what a great question. What a great question to say. You know, you asked me that question the other day. Well, let me tell you how Good Friday is connected with Easter. Let me tell you what the eggs are all about. New life. A sign of the stone that's rolled away from the tomb and all that sort of stuff. I still don't know what bunnies have got to do with it, but you're a creative lot. I'm sure you can work out a way of connecting that with the resurrection. Our lives become a question mark. The fact that we're here this morning celebrating the risen Jesus instead of buying a potted plant in a garden centre or whatever else people, or sitting in a traffic queue on the way to the beach, whatever else people are doing this morning. We carry the question mark into the world. One man who lost an arm in an explosion in Kobani and fled to Turkey for medical treatment said he met Kurdish and Turkish converts there, and eventually he decided to join them. They seemed happy and they talked about love. "That's when I decided to follow Jesus' teachings," Maxim Ahmed, 22, said, adding that several friends and family were now interested in coming to the new church. Our lives become a question mark that changes how other people see the world, see the story. Like Mary, our lives, our love, our joy, even in times of tremendous pressure and darkness, they can communicate, they can be the question mark that force people to look at the story again. On Easter Day, the promised King has wrestled evil and sin and death over the cliff into the eternal pit. The finger of God has landed on the keyboard. The question mark has been written and nothing will scrub it out. The question that changes the story, that changes the ending, that changes our lives, that changes the world. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.